Sylvia Ash Bullard on 88.9 The Cube. The month of April is Autism Month, and as well, tomorrow is Autism Awareness Day. The Cube is welcoming Helen Quigley. She's joining us by phone. Helen Quigley is the director of the Eastern Townships Autism Society.
Hello.
So how would we say that in French?
La Société de l'Autisme de l'Estrie.
Okay, if anybody is looking for the Autism Society, that's how they would identify it.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Autism Month.
It's something that started a few years ago, and it was to make people aware of autism and to spread the knowledge, because we hear people talk about it a little bit more.
It seems to be on the rise.
There's a few explanations for that. People are diagnosed better. We know more about autism than we used to. I mean, just 10 years ago, the knowledge was completely different, and now there's a lot of research that's been going on, so people are better diagnosed. But there's also a rise in cases, and there's a part of the explanation that we don't know the causes for this rise. So I wouldn't be able to tell you why, but we are more likely to encounter autistic people either at school, in our family, or coworkers, than we used to be.
So tomorrow is Autism Awareness Day,
yes.
And of course, days like this help people become more aware of it.
Yeah.
What is going to be planned for tomorrow?
Well, there's this activity that's been going on. It's Autism Speaks. It's an organization that's different from us, but they started a few years ago, Light Up in Blue. And what we encourage people to do to manifest their support for autistic people and people living with autism is to either put up blue lights or to dress in blue, to put blue in their day, just to say, well, you know, I am aware of autism and I'm aware that it exists and I fully support, you know, people who live with this, and, you know, I'm ready to get to know people with autism, because there's a big stigma. A lot of people, there's a lot of cliches about autism. A lot of people think there are people who don't want to get in touch with other people, or they have no emotions, or they're weird, or they're different, and or they're non-approachable, and that's not true at all. When you get to know people with autism, you realize, first of all, that they're all very different, because the spectrum is so wide.
Yes, there's different degrees, right?
Yeah, there's different degrees, yes, exactly. And, I mean, once you get to know people, you realize that they're just people like the rest of us. They just have a different way of being in the world and of treating the information that we receive. So sometimes they can appear different, but if you really are, and you have to be aware as well that we are very weird to them as well.
Yeah.
You people who are not non-autistic.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really understand how we function, and they have to adapt themselves constantly to a way of being.
And so this is what your job is basically as director of the Autism Society, is to, you know, get the information out there?
Yes. We support, our main objective is to support families and parents and relatives who have autistic people in their lives. But more and more, we're realizing that, you know, a lot of people, like teachers in classrooms, have a child that has been diagnosed with autism. People work with somebody who has autism. And our mission is to get people to know what autism is and what it isn't, and to get past the prejudice and the cliches, and get to know the person and why they function the way they do.
Right. Well, that's very good. And you also have another event coming up. I do believe it's on April 26th, and it's a walk.
Yeah, that's correct. It's going to be a ninth edition. We've been doing this for a few years, and this is something that occurs in about 10 places in Quebec. It's sort of the main event to end the Autism Month. It's the last Saturday of April, and here in Sherbrooke, it's in Parc Jacques Cartier, and it's the walk is at 1:45. We leave and we go around the Parc Jacques Cartier, around the lake.
So is April 26th on a Saturday or a Sunday?
It's a Saturday, yeah.
It's a Saturday, okay.
Yeah, it's always the last Saturday of April.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that.
No, that's all right. It's okay. It's a lot of information to take in. And we welcome people a little earlier, because we always have a bouncy castle.
I think that's
how you call them in English.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an artist who make up artist who's there, so people can come with their kids and enjoy the people who are there, and be, you know, meet other people as well who live with autism.
So do people have to register for this?
Actually, what we do is something that we can send them if they want. We invite people to, because that's one of the things, we want people to make aware, you know, to but just not just me, but other people who live with autism, to make people aware around them that they live with this. Mm-hmm. So we have, you can have a sheet that we give them so they can donate, they can gather donators. Mm-hmm. To sponsor their walk.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
I was looking for the word I was talking, and to sponsor their walk. Or if you don't want to do that, you can come, and it's just $2 per person or $5 per family to be able to walk, and that's sort of a donation to the Autism Society.
Okay. So that's something to keep in mind. That's coming up on Saturday, April 26th.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have less snow and less cold.
Well, we should by then. Absolutely. That's
yeah,
for sure.
That would be great.
And are there any other events or activities during the month that you want to tell us about?
Sure. There's this activity right now that's starting tonight. It's the Cursus Santé Autisme, and it takes place at the Faculté de Médecine de l'Université de Sherbrooke. It's sort of something that the Faculty of Medicine has been doing for a few years. It's sort of a concept that started in the States, and it's like mini med schools. And what the objective behind this is to make accessible information about health conditions for the general public. So they had, you know, they had something like that about cancer and digestive problems and diabetes, if I'm correct. And this month, for Autism Month, it's about autism. So there's four conferences, one tonight, and it's all on different subjects around autism. Like tonight, it's sort of an introduction to the autism spectrum disorder. And on the 15th of April, it's autism in young kids. After the 29th of April, it's autism in adults, because we often forget that people with autism grow up and become adults, and it's not always easy to carve a place in society mm-hmm. for people with autism. And the last one is about sensory problems and research and what's new in the field of autism.
And where are these taking place?
It's taking place at the CHU in Fleurimont, at the Faculté de Médecine. For the four conferences, with taxes, it's $80.48, and that includes parking and the material. So that's cheap for four conferences.
And each one is an hour and a half, I do believe?
It's 2 hours.
Oh, there are 2 hours.
Hours. So the phone number is 819-780-2220. It's extension 47216.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And we have to remember, tomorrow we wear blue, right?
Yes. Paint the whole town to blue. Put blue lights. Take out your Christmas lights that you had that were blue and put them on your house. That would be really great.
Great idea. Well,
thank you so much.
I happen to love blue, so this will be great. Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Helen Quigley, Director of Eastern Townships Autism Society.
Great. Thank you, Sylvia.